5 minutes passed in slow motion. Every atom of my body felt energized, like I could do the impossible. Crossing the walkway to my ship felt like it had happened years ago, though it was all I could think about now that I was strapping in. No one without the highest security clearance would see my cinematic-worthy hero walk. How uncool was that? Freaking top-secret protocols. This was the most advanced ship of United Earth, one of two that had been built in secret. The first had exploded 800 million kilometers from home. Experimental backup ships were always more reliable than the primary, right? That's what I'd heard. No worries. This was my moment to shine. For authorized eyes only. With complete government and corporate deniability. My brain flicked to the 200-page non-disclosure agreement I'd signed. I pushed the thought away and focused on systems checks. Flipping switches felt more satisfying than tapping touchscreens, though I did plenty of that as well. Numbers scrolled up the right panel, then turned green one after another. After a successful test and return to the Sol system, my parents and my aging grandfather, who always wanted someone in the family to be an astronaut, would know the Gantz family showed up and showed out. Represent, Pops. We're in the history books now. One way or another. My heart pounded. Cascading physical energy that had felt good before worried me now. What was this? A cage fight? Hell no. This was fucking science. There were rules. My annoying brain pulled up the clause about covert disposal of my remains if this went bad. Well, that's fantastic. I'd watched the first attempt at faster-than-light travel. No more partial light-speed attempts. This was the real deal. We were going there. Even if the truth had just a little more to do with quantum physics than I understood. Lieutenant Colonel Tate Collins had become the fastest human in history by about 100 orders of magnitude, then vanished in an explosion that had appeared only on top-secret video feeds. The public would never glimpse evidence of the incident. There weren't even remains to covertly bury. Laughing hysterically might have been okay because there was no one here but me, and I had complete control of my helmet mic. I tempered my mirth for the sake of personal dignity. Pops, the most notorious prankster in the Gantz clan, had taught me how to laugh at myself without being the joke.
It's all about dignity, Noah. Never pass up a chance to laugh, but don't be a clown by accident.
Was it wrong that I loved that old hard-ass more than anyone in the world? Freaking hero to me. My focus returned like a laser beam. The energized feeling came back, but was under control now. This was happening, and everything was going to be fine. Nice hero walk, Major Noah Gantz, Major Kenneth Britz said through the radio. Glad someone saw it. We'd been using our full rank and name since the promotion ceremony last year. It was one of those private jokes no one else got. Absolutely hilarious. He chuckled. There are over 100 people in this room, including 3 presidents, a prime minister, and the King of Belgium. And they're all impressed. Belgium has a king? I studied power readings that I'd already checked 3 times. At what point did attention to detail become diagnosable? I pulled back my hands and exhaled. I'm subscribing you to Audible when you get back. Maybe you can listen to a book since you can't be bothered to read one. Hey, I'm a veritable bookworm. See there? That was a big word. Get off my back, Brits. Ouch. We're doing last names only again? Harsh. What was the last book you read? A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court? That was an assigned book in high school. You're hopeless. Reading lists weren't high on my priorities. I was probably going to die in an explosion millions of kilometers from Earth. My friend's efforts were appreciated. No one else from Mission Control seemed to care. The ship? Hell, a piece of this ship was worth more to them than I was.